Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, starting with verse 1 and ends on verse 13. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Finally, when we could stand it no longer, we decided to stay alone in Athens, and we sent Timothy to visit you. He is our brother and God's co-worker in proclaiming the good news of Christ. We sent him to strengthen you, to encourage you in your faith, and to keep you from being shaken by the troubles you were going through. But you know that we are destined for such troubles. Even while we were with you, we warned you that troubles would soon come, and they did, as you well know. That is why, when I could bear it no longer, I sent Timothy to find out whether your faith was still strong. I was afraid that the tempter had gotten the best of you and that our work had been useless. But now Timothy has just returned, bringing us good news about your faith and love. He reports that you always remember our visit with joy and that you want to see us as much as we want to see you. So we have been greatly encouraged in the midst of our troubles and suffering, dear brothers and sisters, because you have remained strong in your faith. It gives us new life to know that you are standing firm in the Lord. How we thank God for you! Because of you we have great joy as we enter God's presence. Night and day we pray earnestly for you, asking God to let us see you again to fill the gaps in your faith. May God our Father and our Lord Jesus bring us to you very soon. And may the Lord make your love for one another and for all people grow and overflow, just as our love for you overflows. May he, as a result, make your heart strong, blameless, and holy as you stand before God our Father when our Lord Jesus comes again with all his holy people. Amen. Once again, that was 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 1 through 13 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Paul cared for the church like a mother for her child. He was concerned for the church. He was not worried that they would suffer. In fact, he told them hardships were guaranteed, and he had prepared them to endure. He was concerned that Satan had found a weakness in their faith and caused them to stumble. Thankfully, he had nothing to worry about. Timothy arrived and gave the report the Thessalonians had stayed strong. These motherly concerns of Paul can help you see how God is parenting you. The Father's goal is to grow you closer to Christ as you receive his unending love for you and respond by loving him more and more. God will not give you everything you ask for or spare you from every storm. But you will be given all you need to follow Jesus, grow stronger, and make a difference in the world with him. The goal for every Christian is to be his finding holiness and happiness in Christ alone. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Paul prayed that their hearts will be strong and that their love for others would overflow. Will you pray these things for yourself and others? How is the Lord trying to mature you right now? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.